Hi, Jade.
Hey, Chelsea, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm doing well. Good morning. And tell me, what does an early morning look like in the Chelsea Handler world?
Well, when I'm on tour, it's like 9 o'clock is early. When I'm home, I usually get up around 7.
Oh, really? Wow, you are an early riser.
Yeah, well, I'm middle-aged. You know what I mean? I'm 46, so things change a little.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. The Vaccinated and Horny Tour coming to Reno October the 22nd at the Silver Legacy. Isolation brain much? I mean, what's going on with the whole Vaccinated and Horny idea? Because I love it.
Well, Vaccinated and Horny just kind of, it feels very emblematic of the moment that we're living in.
Yeah.
And I experienced a lot of horniness when I was in quarantine. And then I got to the point where I'm like, okay, wait, if I don't make something happen here, this could go on for years and I could maybe never have sex again. So I got my own home health COVID test so that I could audition potential penetrators who were coming over to my house.
Uh-huh.
I'd interview them in the backyard, give them a little nasal swab when they arrive, and then I'd interview them for the next 30 minutes that it took to run the diagnostics on the test. And if during that time they said anything slightly annoying or I saw a pinky ring, I would just come back out and tell them that they had tested positive and they needed to skedaddle.
That's awesome. And I wonder how many of those people actually, went to the local hospital and said, oh, my God, I'm positive, or decided to quarantine themselves for another 14 days.
Well, a couple of those guys that I did meet should be in quarantine for longer than 14 days. So that's fine with me.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a COVID thing. It's a you thing. So I'm kind
of... Thing.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with COVID.
I'm kind of bummed. As soon as I saw the request come over to get you on the air, I was like, oh my God, here's my opportunity to ask you out on a date. You're going to be here in town. The name of the tour is perfect. But I hear that you're now actually in a relationship. What came first, the idea for the horny tour or the committed relationship? And how is that going with you being out on the road in a committed relationship with a tour like this?
I know. Well, the tour obviously came first, Vaccinated and Horny. And then I ended up hooking up with my boyfriend, Joe Coy, who I've known for years and years and years and years. And I just never assumed he and I would be hooking up. And then one day it changed. And I just saw him with a completely different lens. And I thought, oh, wait a second. This is my guy.
Yeah.
So I'm still horny, but now I'm just horny for him.
Well, damn it, Jim. I even talked to my wife about
sorry.
It and said, hey, would you mind? And she was like, totally, totally in. But forget about it. It'll just be a dream from this point forward. I love your kitchen videos, by the way. What's your least favorite thing to cook?
Oh, anything, really. I mean, I'm pretty useless in the kitchen, you know? Like, I can't really get anything going. The problem is I start something and I'm really, like, committed to it. And then after I can't find, like, the second appliance that I need or, like, the second tool that I need. I don't even know what things are called in the kitchen. I don't think there are tools. But I just give up. You know what I mean? I lose interest. So it's better to have somebody there with me kind of guiding me along.
It seems like your essential bit of equipment is a blender, because a blender does everything.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? You're not wrong, because I love, like, healthy green kale stuff in the morning, and then I can transition into my margarita with a blender in the afternoon.
Exactly.
So that's perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is your boyfriend a good cook?
He likes to think he is, but so far both things that he's tried to make me haven't been hugely successful. I mean, he's, you know, constantly banging on about Filipino food and Filipino culture, yet whenever he couldn't even cook rice. We did a cooking video a while ago, and he couldn't even make that happen. So, I mean, I have yet to experience his cooking that has been successful.
Okay, so one dish was a Filipino dish. What was the other one?
The other one was chicken adobo, but to be honest, my housekeeper had prepped those materials before Joe got there, so we were using them so the video wasn't too long, the most recent video we posted. And so I credit her with the taste and the flavor of that dish, not Joe.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, you might want to just start with like a burger and fries and kind of work it up from there. Or toast. Try making toast. If you can pass the toast test.
I can toast a bagel.
Yeah. After a show, beer or bourbon or something else?
Bourbon. Well, vodka. But if I had to choose between beer or bourbon, I always like the hard stuff.
All right. Good, good. Steak, chicken, fish, or vegan?
Fish.
Did you say steak?
No, I said fish. I'm over steak.
Oh,
it's
fish.
It's a wrap for me and steak.
Okay.
Yeah, fish. I eat chicken, but I like to just try and keep it a little bit, you know, lighter and cleaner.
You know, there's only certain kinds of fish that I enjoy cooking. I'm a salmon fan. I'm not a trout fan. I really love the sea bass, as long as it's not an irritated sea bass. But most other fish, I'm not, I don't eat a lot of fish, I guess. Congratulations, by the way, on the HBO Max stand-up special. Are you working any of that material into your live shows?
No, this is a whole new hour of material. This is a whole hour of, all the stuff that I experienced during COVID and quarantining. My sister invaded my house with her three adult children, something I've worked very hard and very long to make sure didn't happen to me. Never wanted to live with children in my house. So I had to end up selling that house just to avoid anybody else doing that to me in the future. just kind of personal. Yeah, it's just talking about cancel culture. You know, I talk a lot of culture and how we can bring that to an end sooner instead of prolonging this over and over and over again. I talk a lot about, myself and just kind of trying to get through the pandemic in a responsible way, but being so fed up and tired with the rules changing daily. All my dog stuff. I was like, it was the first time I had spent any real time alone with my dogs, and they do not respect me. Hmm. So there's a lot of my dog stories in there. They think my housekeeper is their birth mother, and that I'm some au pair that comes strolling through the house every 3 weeks.
How much do you rely on a lively audience to keep things fresh every night? I mean, have you ever had those experiences where, you know, it might be a casino show. It seems like people are a little burnt out. Maybe it's a Sunday show, and they've been partying since the wee hours of the day before, and it's just tough to get people something out of people.
No, I mean, I haven't yet. I mean, I've only done a sprinkle of shows. I'm really just starting this weekend. But it's your job as a comedian to make it happen and bring the fun, you know?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if people are tired or exhausted. You know, you gotta wring it out of them.
Yeah. So I in the casino world, I've talked to poker dealers and blackjack dealers who have these nightmares where they're just dealing everybody blackjack every single hand and the house is getting really pissed off. In radio, we call it dead air mares, like dead air nightmares where the song ends and you can't find what you're supposed to do next. Do you ever have nightmares about maybe, you know, doing a stand-up and then all of your punchlines just falling completely flat?
No, I don't actually.
Wow.
I don't suffer from a lot of insecurity. That's my problem. I have a lot of misplaced confidence. So that kind of helps me get through life like that.
Yeah. Are bras friend or foe?
Bras, I love bras. I sleep in my bra every night, especially when Joe's not around. But that's what keeps my boobies so perky.
Yeah, my wife spends all of her time in a sports bra pretty much. She does not like the underwire, which is fine. Vaccinated and Horny Tour. Coming to Reno October 22nd at the Silver Legacy. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time this morning chatting with me. I hope I get to, you know, meet you in person. I promise I won't be too creepy.
No, I hope I get to meet you too. Thank you so much.
That'd be awesome. All right, Chelsea, take care. We'll see you soon.
Okay, take care.
Bye.